Module 8. Amazing Journeys. A. Reading. Exercise 2, page 118.
Simply unforgettable. Sophie, Nile Cruise, Egypt.
I'd gone to Cairo, the capital city of Egypt, for a business meeting, but I had some free time, so I decided to go on an overnight boat trip down the Nile. The other passengers and I boarded the felucca, which is a wooden sailing boat, to find a simple but mouth-watering meal waiting for us. It was great to relax on deck and dine in style as we floated past the natural beauty of Egypt. Afterwards, the crew entertained us with traditional dances. Some of the other passengers even joined in. It wasn't the nightlife I'm used to at home, but it was definitely a night to remember.
Jesse, Petra, Jordan.
In the middle of the desert, hidden away from the rest of the world, are the magnificent ruins of the ancient city of Petra in Jordan. The whole city was carved out of the pink rock almost 2,000 years ago. I'd always wanted to go somewhere off the beaten track, and this archaeological site was a dream come true. The time flew by, but I had just enough time to buy some handmade souvenirs from the stalls around the site. There was no way I was going back without something to remind me of this unique tourist attraction.
Kim, Yuyuan Gardens, China.
I've never been passionate about gardens, but when I went to Shanghai in China, the 400-year-old Yuyuan Gardens took my breath away. It's like a maze full of Chinese pavilions, elegant ponds and bridges. There are six areas in the gardens separated by dragon walls, which end in fantastic dragon heads. I didn't have a guide, so I was able to wander around and take things at my own pace. It's perfect for those who love peaceful gardens, but it's also great for those who enjoy impressive architecture. It's a must-see if you go to China.
Connor, Aurora Borealis, Finland.
I like to be physically active, so I went to a village in Finland for an adventure holiday. There was so much to try, like snowmobiling, cross-country skiing, and husky sledging, that I was exhausted by nighttime. But I had to stay awake to see the Aurora Borealis, an amazing light show in the sky. There's almost no light pollution here, so I could see this natural phenomenon really clearly. I was amazed to find out that the lights make noises like bangs and clats in the distance. It was the most wonderful experience I've ever had. I now realize that any tourist attraction we can create, Mother Nature can do so much better.